come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another... What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week, we are talking about my pick of Jupiter Ascending from 2015.
I really, really hate you for picking this movie.
I mean, I kind of hate myself, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my buddy at work, he told me a few weeks ago that he watched it, and he's like, you know, like, it's kind of enjoyable. I was like, really? Because I remember dog shit. So I figured, you know, maybe we could have some fun with it.
Yeah, I think we could, yeah.
Because I don't think we've really done a shitty movie on this.
Not to this level.
No, not to this level. But before we spoil too much of our thoughts on it, we will kick off our box office and news and booze. What?
Just drink it, Stella Artois. You?
Michelob.
Nice.
And we drinking that for a while. Get that open.
Oh, I'm good. I guess open. I'm just
okay.
Yeah.
All right. What have you been watching besides playoff hockey?
Not much. Not even bring Letterboxd up. I've only watched two movies. Continuing my IMDb top 250. Really want to get a chunk of that done this year, I think. So I watched The Great Dictator, Charlie Chaplin movie. It was all right. I was surprised. I thought it was a silent movie, and then whenever he started talking, I was like, whoa, this is weird.
You don't see that very often.
No. It's like kind of like a satirical movie. It's like over 2 hours long.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't my favorite of his movies I've seen so far, but it was all right. And then I watched a movie called 12th Fail, which is an Indian movie which came out a couple of years ago in 2023. I'm just kind of going in order by what's up next. And I don't know. It's all right. It wasn't really anything special, like,
yeah,
kind of surprising that it's rated that high.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of movies on that list that I think it's just like padded stats.
Yeah,
Because they come from countries that are like so well populated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Indian movies, and there's a lot of like Japanese movies. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, remember Gamora was on there a couple years back?
I do remember that. Yeah.
One of
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
Gamora movies, and we were like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I think it's just because they come from countries with such a huge population.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
All right. Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I barely watched anything. Me and the boys watched Mighty Joe Young.
Damn, I haven't seen that movie like since it came out.
Yeah. We were just scrolling through Disney, and I was just like, huh, maybe they'll watch this. And Hunter was fucking right into it, man.
Nice.
He almost started crying at the end.
Oh, dude. Oh, damn.
He's like, the monkey died, but then he came back to life. And I was like, the happy ending. And then we made them watch Spy Kids with us, because it's a classic
Okay.
kids movie.
Okay. How'd that go?
Good. They really liked it.
Okay. Nice.
But yeah, other than that, playoff hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Been playing that Expedition 33 game.
Yep.
Pretty much it, really.
Yeah.
All right. For the box office, we have two opening weekends on the top five. And in fifth place, we have Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million its opening weekend.
Okay.
In fourth place, we have a Minecraft movie, brought in 22.7, and its opening weekend, we have The Accountant 2, that brought in 24.5. Out of the blue, apparently they re-released Star Wars Episode 3 in 2,800 theaters.
That's random.
Had no idea that this happened, but it
Me
brought in
either.
25.4 million over the
Jeez.
weekend. Wild. And then in first place, we have Sinners again.
Thick.
45.7.
Damn.
Yeah. I was looking at the 2025 worldwide box office numbers. I remember that Ne Zha 2 movie that we were talking about a few weeks back?
Yeah.
It has brought in $1.9 billion here.
Jesus.
Fucking insane, man.
Where is it on that list now then?
I don't know if it's still in theaters or not.
Because that list I sent you, it was like
Oh, you mean like the
number,
all-time
yeah,
list?
it was like number six or something at the time. Yeah, it's number seven still,
Really?
at least on Letterboxd.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Minecraft movies in second place with 817 million for the
Damn.
year. But anyways, yeah, I thought that was fucking crazy. All right, what do you got for our box office?
For the box office, you just did the box
Or
office.
not
So what are you
box office,
talking about?
4K, 4K.
Sorry, real quick. Nizza 2 or whatever is less than 100K of passing two spots.
Holy shit.
So it's brought in $1.969 billion. Infinity War ahead of it is at 2,048 million. And then Force Awakens is like 2.56 million. Yeah, that's crazy.
So it could potentially climb then.
Yeah. All right. So it looks like it's a Clint Eastwood kind of week.
Okay. Get behind that.
So we got The Outlaw Josey Wales.
Nice.
Never heard of that one. Pale Rider. Well, you've heard of that one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard of it. Pale Rider. Another one I've never heard of. Dirty Harry.
Have you heard of that
Classic.
one?
Yes, of course. Same
Jesus,
movies,
like
just
all those
different
movies.
versions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Star Trek Section 31. I guess that's a TV show. Brimstone and Treacle. Treacle. No idea what that is. Plane Twister from 1996. Full Metal Jacket. Detective Pikachu.
Again?
I guess so, yeah.
We
Maybe
already
it's
have
a
that.
new cover. Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. That's quite the Motor Psycho.
End of that.
We got Russ Myers is Up.
Like
I think
something's
these
getting
are
out.
some adult movies here. Night Train Murders. Swept Away. There's a lot of ones this week. Gandhi. Stripes. Time Cop.
I'm cop movie that is.
I've never seen that
Oh
before.
man, it's good. Well, I don't
Yeah. Anora on Criterion, which my copy did come in. I'm going to try to pronounce that. Basquiat on Criterion. Short Night of Glass Dolls. Looks interesting. That's it.
big week.
Yeah.
Some good movies
Yeah.
and some weird ones. All right. You ready to take a trip to outer space?
Let's do it.
Right. Like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Jupiter Ascending from 2015. Starting off with the synopsis, a young woman discovers her destiny as an heiress of intergalactic nobility and must fight to protect the inhabitants of Earth from an ancient and destructive in. This was directed by the Wachowskis, who have obviously done the Matrix franchise, Cloud
Yeah.
Atlas, Sense8, that TV show, and Speed Racer.
That's all they've done. That's
They have a lot
crazy.
more producing credits.
Yeah.
But I mean, we were talking about today at work because Skyler, who's my buddy that watched this, I was just like, how the fuck do they go from making the Matrix to this Speed Racer, which
Yeah.
And Cloud Atlas, I don't think I liked that one either.
I don't think I've seen Cloud Atlas.
It's just like they started their career off so huge, and then it's
Yeah.
just been like a downward spiral ever since. I don't understand it.
I don't understand.
I mean, like visually, and they have a vision for all their movies, and I just don't think that they ever quite pan out.
Yeah.
Anyways, this movie stars Channing Tatum as Kane, black eyeshadow and pointy ears and sharp teeth.
And shitty blonde goatee
Yeah.
and his dad bod. I cannot believe that he allowed them to dress him like this. Like, I read that Channing Tatum did an interview sometime later,
Yeah.
and they asked him, "So what's this movie about?" And he said, "You know, I have the same question."
All right, that's fair.
But I couldn't stop laughing at the at every time he was on screen. And like, this is 2015, so like, this was around, this is after 21 Jump Street, so I guess he was kind of,
Oh, Magic Mike.
yeah, so I guess
And
he already kind of had a name for himself. But
yeah.
like what were they paying him to do this? Like, I want to know, because this cast is kind of not stacked, but there's a few,
Pretty stacked.
like I want to know what the pitch was for this movie.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Okay. Let's go through the cast list and then we'll talk about that. So, next up, we have Mila Kunis playing Jupiter. So fucking superstar A-list actress, very popular, especially in 2015. We have Eddie Redmayne, who plays Balaam. Oh, you're shaking your head. Okay. Not overly popular of an actor, but he's been in some shit and he's a good actor.
He's won an Oscar.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But
Yeah.
like he's not like superstar level, I don't think.
No.
Sean Bean played Stinger, who's obviously popular from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And then we have some honorable mentions that we can talk about after. But that's what I meant with their vision. Like on paper, this story could be so fucking cool, man. And I just think that the execution of it, I'm spoiling my fucking,
I
but I
mean,
think the execution of it is just awful. I don't know how they could go from the pen and paper plot to what they created on screen. Because I think like if you turn this into like a book series, I think it'd be good. I don't know if you share the same thought.
I think this movie was miscast.
Absolutely.
And I think, I don't know what the fuck Eddie Redmayne is doing in this movie.
Man, I loved his character in this movie.
It was so bad.
I think he was like one of the only good things about this movie.
Like, I could stand his like barely talking, and like he was talking, but his lips weren't moving. Like, I don't know what he was going for.
I think he was just supposed to be like ominous and I don't know,
He wasn't
deceiving.
scary. Like, he didn't seem like a bad guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked his character, to be honest, and probably the only one that I did like.
I think I agree with you. They just, so he's like just over 2 hours long. I think that they tried to do too much in this movie. Like, the story just doesn't make sense. And like, at times, I mean, we'll get into it. Let's just get into the movie, because like, I just felt like a lot of the times we were just spoon-fed and like told things, like a million things in the span of like 3 minutes, whenever they're
Yeah.
like talking to Jupiter, like explaining stuff that's happening, and like she's like, oh yeah, and it's like, I don't know.
She wasn't concerned enough about any of this shit.
No.
But I also agree that it was miscast. And I understand in 2015, you want to get someone like Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis in a movie where there's going to be a romantic connection because they were like the heartthrobs of that time.
I
Right?
felt like I didn't feel like they added chemistry at all.
No, they didn't at all. But I mean, like, I can understand why they would want to cast them in this movie, like a movie like this.
Yeah.
But with that being said, Mila Kunis should never do an action movie ever. Just awful.
No.
Who would you have rather seen for those two leading roles?
Let me just check something. When did that would have been too close. I was gonna say, when did Guardians come out? 2016?
Yeah,
2014?
I want to say in that area. Crack
Because
could have
like
been good.
but it's too much like Star-Lord, I feel like.
Yeah, but you take away Guardians and
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say because like a lot of the popular actors at that time are all in Marvel, right? And I feel like this isn't obviously Marvel, but I feel like it's kind of closest thing to it at this time.
that's a good point. And like speaking on Marvel, I think ScarJo would have been great in this role.
That's what I was just gonna say,
Yeah.
but I don't know.
Oh well. What's done is done. Let's dive into the fucking plot of this
All
movie.
right, all right. So yeah, it opens with Jupiter kind of narrating about her parents, how they met. Her father had this like golden telescope and absolutely loved space. And mom and dad meet, they're pregnant, and then just they're in Russia or somewhere there.
They're Russian, yeah.
Russia. And is out of nowhere, these group of men just break into their apartment and steal everything. And they try and take his telescope, and he tries to stop them, and they end up shooting him or stabbing him or something. And he ends up dying.
And he wanted to name their daughter Jupiter. And her mother was like, that's not fucking happening.
So, yeah, the mother is like heartbroken, leaves the country, doesn't talk to anyone except for her own sister, ends up on a freight carrier ship and has Jupiter on the ship. And they mentioned like it's on the ship, so she wasn't born in any country, which like if that were to happen on a cruise ship, like isn't that still technically
No.
like
You would have no citizenship.
what, you get to choose?
I don't know what the process would be, but yeah, like if you're in like uncharted waters, you would have no citizenship.
Interesting.
Like
But
even this is completely not the same at all, but like even when we went on our cruise, because there's a casino on the cruise ship, right? Whenever we ported in Bermuda, they closed down the casino. Because Bermuda doesn't have, like, they have different gambling laws and shit like that. So it's like, even on, like, with something like that on an American cruise ship, we had to, they had to abide by those rules.
So on the American cruise ship, is the drinking age 21?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't ask because I'm old
Well, I
and
mean,
didn't need to. Yeah, I don't know.
anyway, we're getting way off topic here.
Totally, but
So I don't know if this little plot has to do with how she became the heir to the Abrasics. That was the part I just had no idea what the fuck was happening.
yeah, did they ever explain how or
Because
why?
what I got from it near the ending was that Jupiter either became the mother of Abrasi of Balaam and Titus. No, Kalik was the sister.
Yeah, their sister.
Yeah, their sister.
It was Balaam, Titus, and
Sorry, I
Kalik.
see what you're saying. So I wonder, like, because the mother died, so like, did the mother, she owned Earth, so did she choose Jupiter to kind of put her genes into Jupiter?
So, okay, let's go through a quick rundown of the whole premise of the movie because I have it here in my notes. So At the beginning of the story, Earth's residents are unaware that the human species on Earth and countless other planets were established by families of transhuman and alien royalty for the purpose of later harvesting the results of a type of youth serum for elites on other planets. So, like we mentioned, the matriarch of House Abraxas dies. Her children, Balam, Kalik, and Titus, are fighting over the inheritance, and they don't own like mansions and shit like that. These motherfuckers own planets, which is wild. So whenever she died, Balam is supposed to inherit Earth, and he inherited like this big refinery. So then, but he wants to take over Earth and like do like this mass harvesting, basically. Whereas Titus and Kalik don't want him to do that. So that's where this whole quarrel comes from within the family. So
But Titus and Kalik are still terrible people.
yeah,
Like,
for
they still have
sure.
bad intentions, just not as bad as Balam.
Yeah, because at one point we see Kalik and she does this whole harvesting thing because she's like 14,000 years old. And she goes into this pool and it's like infinity pool all over again. She comes out and she's just like completely reborn as a young person again.
Kind of like talk about this kind of reminds me of like a Red Rising series a little bit of what I
Kind
read
of.
so far, right?
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like, I think a story like this could be good.
So we meet Balam and Titus, they're brothers. They are on this ship or planet called Zalantire. And then we're down in Chicago where Jupiter is from, and we see Kane show up for the first time, and he's an interesting looking character. And these hunters show up to her trying to capture Jupiter to take her to Balam and Titus. And the one guy, I don't know what the fuck was his like goatee. It just looked like so bad. I don't know what they were going for.
Yeah. And this whole like little side plot. So Jupiter wants to buy the same telescope. And in order to do that, she's going to start selling her egg. I was just like, this is such a fucking stupid thing. Like, there's so many other ways to make money. I don't know. Like, how much money do you get for selling your eggs? How
And
much?
then like the whole, because these people are trying to find this person, and they think the person they're looking for is this person, Catherine Dunleavy.
Yeah.
And then, well, kind of skipping a big part, but she ends up going to the fertility clinic as is Catherine Dunleavy. So is that there's a fake name she's using?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Because that's her best friend, right?
You're right. Oh, yeah. Right.
So, sidebar. In Canada, egg donation is not compensated with direct payment for the eggs themselves. Instead, donors can receive reimbursement for expenses late related to the donor, typically up to 8. That's just reimbursement. Oh shit. There's an Ask Me Anything on Reddit from 12 years ago. This woman sold her eggs for 30,000.
Jesus.
How much was this fucking telescope worth?
And one of my favorite things in this movie is what they chose for Kane, his props that he has, I guess, to fight. This is your first time watching this movie, you've seen it before.
No, I saw it when it first came out, but I couldn't remember anything about it.
When he first yanked out his roller skates and his shield, I was like, this is the funniest fucking thing ever. It looks so hysterical. And like, I read up, like, Channing was actually wearing roller skates and they just like CGI'd it out.
Makes sense.
But it still looks so bad. Like when he's like going up the walls and like he's in the air, but he's like skating on. Oh man, just give him fucking like jet boots or something. Like
Yeah, because he's not like actually on the ground while he's doing it.
no,
They're like hover roller skates.
yeah, it's so bad.
Shield is pretty cool,
Guess.
though.
And there's like a lot of weird characters and like crossbred like animal like human characters. Like I don't even know what they were called. There's like these like dragon lizards that were pretty cool looking, like not gonna lie, they're pretty
Yeah,
sick.
they're pretty cool.
But then like at one point there's like an elephant man,
I was
like
gonna say the elephant pilot. And he doesn't speak, he just trumpets everywhere.
yeah. Oh
They're
my
like, fire
God.
the boosters, he just
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's the sister that is making deal with the hunters to bring her Jupiter. And then there's like these, so Jupiter's at her friend's house, Catherine, and these invisible, weird looking generic aliens show up trying to get Jupiter. So they think they're looking for this Catherine Dunleavy, so they capture her, they put like this thing up to her and like it's like a red, so it's not the right person, but Jupiter is like in the closet. I think like this part confused me because like she takes the picture. Actually, no, I just answered my own question. What kind of yes and no. So she takes the picture and the aliens see her and they like fly at her. And then they like cuts to her in the waiting room of the fertility clinic. I was like, what the fuck? Like, if they're trying to capture her, why didn't they take her then? But all they did was wipe her memory. So
Yeah.
like, because Kane doesn't show up to save her yet, right?
Until she gets to the fertility clinic, yeah.
Yeah. So like, why didn't they just take her then, whenever this whole start of the movie, they're trying to capture her.
Maybe it wasn't actually a fertility clinic, because those doctors were bad guys.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, because it was the aliens like in disguise, but like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like they just skipped like two steps. Like, if they
Yeah.
made this like fertility clinic to try and make her think that they were donating eggs, and then like she turns around and there's the aliens trying to like get her. I don't know. But then her boy Kane just comes crashing in and he's flying up the walls and it's like slow motion and he's shooting the aliens. And then it cuts to our boy Titus having an orgy with a bunch of fairies or something. I don't know what that was. But yeah, we learned that the little aliens that are trying to capture her are called the Keepers. So we kind of get our first big action CGI scene when the Keepers, when Kane is taking Jupiter up in his ship to get off the planet. What did you think of this whole chase and destruction through Chicago with the Keeper?
I don't know. It's just a scene that we see so often in movies like this.
Yeah.
And like these keepers are nothing.
No.
Like I feel like you could just punt them.
Yeah.
Just be done with them.
Like this fight was so long because like
Yeah.
Kane ends up jacking one of the ships and he's like fighting them going underwater, stuff like this, and like it's just so
It
bad.
was just unnecessary. And it added like an extra fucking 10 necessarily need.
And it took me three tries to get through this movie. Yeah, first night I think I watched 40 minutes of it. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Then like the next night, I think I watched 25 minutes. It's like I can't do this.
Jesus
So then
Christ.
I finished like an hour of it tonight. So
Yeah.
we learned that there's a war within the Abrasics family, which you already mentioned. Balem and what's the sister's name?
Leak.
Kalik, are kind of fighting with Balem. So Kane is bringing Jupiter to an old friend who works for the Aegis, which is basically the cops in space, from what I got. His name is Stinger, and it's our boy Sean Bean. He has a daughter named Kiza, and this is the point where I had to stop watching. I was like, this is so fucking dumb, man. So they're outside. It's like this, like, I don't know, like rundown house, like in the middle of the city, but in the country. That's kind of weird. And they're sitting outside, and all these bees are like everywhere. Like, no. There's just these bee, whatever they're called,
Bees,
set up.
what,
So the
swarms?
fuck where the beeswax, where you collect
Oh,
the, what are those called?
yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah,
not
that makes
important.
sense.
So they're talking, and all of a sudden, like, the bees are going crazy, and like Jupiter's like, what's happening? And then all of a sudden, like, Stainer and Titus, they just bow to her and like, Your Majesty. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And you learn that the bees recognize royalty.
Just
So
like they
this
do
is
in their
how they
tribes.
find out that Jupiter is the majesty. She is the queen of the Abrasics family, and she is the one that owns Earth currently. Well, I guess Balon does technically, but
She's the rightful heiress to it.
And I love that they're inside the house and the bees are just like flying around and like the actors are like just like having normal conversation. It's like clearly they're just fucking CGI bees.
And like her reaction to it all too, it's just so word that I'm looking for. It's like nonchalant. She's just like, oh, and then she like circles around and like plays with the bees and she just thinks that it's funny. Like if I just learned that I owned Earth, I would probably have a little bit more of a reaction.
Yeah, exactly. And then we kind of get like a montage of Kane, like loaded guns, being badass, and then Stainer is like telling Jupiter all about him and like has all this background on him, and he has like the brand of the Splicer, and he used to have wings, and what were they, Skyjackers or something like that? There's so much like stuff that is like we need more, like you said, like a TV show or like a book series or something.
Yeah, and we find out that he lost his wings and his status because he killed an officer high standing or something.
So you learn that the birthplace of humans isn't Earth. The dinosaurs were, they're talking about dinosaurs and stuff. I don't know.
The aliens killed the dinosaurs so that they could come down and like impregnate Earth. I mean, we've always wondered what happened to the dinosaurs, and now we know. So
There we
this
go.
is an educational film.
So then the keepers show up actually with the two hunters. One of the girls is on like this like motorcycle thing. And they're chasing after Jupiter. They get into the cornfield, and then she's like being captured by the keepers, but then Stainer, I think, though another guy like shoots this like, I don't know, like wave gun or something like that.
It was weird.
And then Stainer shows up and ends up saving her, right?
Well, she's getting chased by the keepers, and then the one hunter, the female one, she's up in the air and she starts shooting all the keepers. It's like I thought they were all working together, but apparently not. And then she gets captured. And Kane starts trying to chase after the ship that they take her to with his rollerblades through a cornfield.
And I love when they like go up and then you see like the sign in the cornfield. I don't know if you caught that.
I don't know what was it, what did it say?
No, like you know, like it like with like signs. Like how like
Oh,
in
like the
the
crop
like this
circle?
Yeah, there's a crop circle in there. So yeah. But yeah, the assassins end up killing each other basically. Well, a couple of they kill one of them or something like that. And like this is where the movie just gets ridiculous with the story.
Just now?
Yeah. So basically, they are harvesting human DNA for makeup products, basically, right?
Like useful regeneration.
Yeah. And like you said, the sister is 14,000 years old. The mother was like 95,000 years old or something like that.
She's old as shit when she had those kids.
Yeah. And then she was murdered by Belem. Yeah. And then you get more skating with Kane. And I gotta say, the funniest fucking little sidekick guards I think I've ever seen in a movie. I don't know what like the costume design or the character design was for these guys, but like they have these masks on that look like BDSM like masks kind of. And then they have like these little short arms with like hand cannons on them or something. I don't
Yeah.
know what they were on like when they wrote this. Like yeah, so she shows Jupiter the pool. They basically replace the old cells in your body with new ones.
Which again, really cool idea.
Yeah.
Like I would partake in that.
Basically, it's Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, true, actually. Yeah.
And then one part of the movie that kind of lost me. I mean, this whole movie lost me, but like this whole like 5 to 6 minutes, just like, why is it even in here? And I don't know what it was for. It was all for her to get her title, I think. It was like a montage of them falling around this
Oh,
guy.
yeah. So fucking random.
And like, it was funny, but I wasn't laughing like with it. I was laughing at it because it was just not funny and just so dumb.
We missed, I think we skipped over the part where Titus asks her to marry him.
No, that's later in the
Is
movie.
that later? I
Yeah.
thought it was before this.
So I think she's getting her title to be there, I think. I don't know. But they're like going through like all these like loops. They're like, oh, we need to get this. And they're like, oh, well, you can't get this till you get this sort of thing. And he goes there and then ends up like giving the guy some money. And the natural whole thing, Jupiter's like, I love the DMV now or something stupid like that. So basically, Kane is going to help Jupiter if she can get them back into the Legion, to be Sky Jackers or
Whatever.
whatever they're called. Yeah.
Sky people. But she's
Yeah.
already falling in love with him.
Which I don't feel that at all.
It's been what, 2 days, maybe?
Yeah.
And you've had so much happening in these 2 days, and falling in love with Channing Tatum with pointy ears.
So I want a good looking Channing Tatum.
No, it's this is like his worst
It
look ever.
is.
Like, how is this turning into your priority now?
Yeah, I know. But then out of nowhere, Stinger turns on him, turns him in to Titus. And so she's with Titus and she basically wants to leave, and he's like, well, you can do whatever you want because like you're the queen or majesty or whatever. And she's like, I want to go home. And he's like, okay, let's go to Earth. Let's have dinner together. Then they have dinner, and he asks her to marry him. After he tells her what each vial like each vial is 100 humans. And then she says, yes, I'll marry you.
With the ring too.
Is, yeah.
I might even say yes to that.
But like she's so dumb. And he even says, like, after later when Kane saves her, like he says, oh, you're as gullible as my mother and all this stuff. And it's like, no shit, he was bad. Like what like I don't know. Yeah, Titus ends up shooting Kane out into space. telling Titus or Kane that he's going to kill her after they get married. And then somehow Kane ends up surviving here. He gets, I think, saved by Stingers, like group of people. I don't know who they were. They were the Aegis, maybe.
Oh yeah, I think they were.
That
That's
makes
where
sense.
the little elephant man was.
Yeah.
So for Titus's whole thing was like if he's married to her, then when she dies, he'll become like
I
he'll
think so.
inherit.
Yeah, then back on Earth, the lizard dragon guys end up taking Jupiter's family. Then yeah, Kane ends up getting saved. And then she's going to marry him. And Kane and Stainer are going to crash the wedding and save Jupiter. Again, like this scene, like I don't know, like Star Fox Adventures had better fucking CGI than this. Like when they're inside the whatever the things were called, because Stainer is like the only man to survive these whatever weapons that the Lum has or Titus has. Like when they're in it, like it just I was like so confused and like my head was starting to hurt, like I don't know. But they end up getting out of it, and end up saving Jupiter. Now, did they kill Titus at this point?
I want to say yes.
That's what I think too, because like they
We
don't
don't see him for the rest of the
see it,
movie.
but Kane asks, like, hey, can I kill this guy now? And Jupiter says, like, oh, just get me home. And then it's like, that's it.
Yeah. This is all taking place on Jupiter as well.
Yes.
In the Great Red Spot.
And then Kane and Stainer are skyjackers again. And I love whenever sorry, let's read my notes. Cause does she get she leaves again, I think, right? Jupiter. She ends up going to Belem.
Yeah, because he wants, because he has her family captured.
Right,
And his deal is he'll give her her family if he.
Yeah,
So then
so
we
she goes
have,
back there, yeah, and
yeah.
then meanwhile, Stainer gives like Kane this like hype speech about like how this is the girl that you love, like you've been running away from this all your life, and then like in that moment, Kane realizes he loves her.
Yeah, after 2 whole days.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, Blem wants her to return her genetics, I think, to the natural heir. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, because that was another thing that we didn't touch on, but during that whole montage thing, she I think it was during that, she gets this tattoo on her forearm. And that's like a it's like a scanner kind of thing. So yeah, we have this back and forth with those two, and he shows her that he has her family trapped, like underneath the floor that they're on. And she said, like, I'll give you Earth if you give me my family and we can return untouched. And he's like, you're in no spot to be negotiating.
Yeah, basically.
And then they continue to negotiate.
Yeah.
And it all stems, or it all fucking boils down to she is going to do this. And then she kind of clues in and she's like, so you can't touch Earth if I don't give you permission. And he said yes. And she said, well, if I give you permission, you're just going to fuck everything up anyways.
Yeah, and he says, if you do this, I'll let your family go. And then she says, like, when are you going to do this again? And he says, you won't be alive to see it. So, like, obviously, he lives for like tens of thousands of years. So he's like, it doesn't matter to you. You'll be dead.
And I kind of like that line because she's worried about like the people there now. And I like how he just brushes it off. Like you're not going to be alive to know about it, so why do you even?
And you didn't know about this happening before all this happened,
Yeah.
right?
But it's also like in her mind, she's going to go back to Earth with her family, and then like they could die the next day kind of.
We also don't know, like, what humans are dying, or they're
Yeah.
murdering, I guess,
Were
right?
they harvesting?
Yeah, like, is it young people to get the young DNA, or are they just people on their deathbed that they're taking?
You would think they would want young people.
Yeah, then we get the fight with Kane and the main lizard guys. I forget. I don't know what they're called, but he makes the floor like see through, and then he ends up like having this device that like opens a hole in the floor, and it goes down and like just any of these fight scenes with Kane on his roller skates is just so fucking funny, man. Ugh.
Yeah. The
Like,
way
it's
he
so
won that
bad.
fight though, man, I loved that. I was like, that's
It was
straight out of
sick.
fucking Mortal Kombat.
Because he was getting his ass kicked, but he was
Yeah.
also like, he like ripped the guy's wing. He stabbed like something through his tail. And yeah, like the guy's like, you hurt me. Like, I'm gonna kill you. And then like he
That's
ends
the
up,
dumbest line ever.
yeah, he ends up throwing them through like the hole, and he ends up like push the button on like the thing to close the hole. And it like chokes the guy, like,
Goes around its neck, so it's just his head sticking up out of the floor,
yeah.
and its whole body's underneath it.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah, that line was so terrible. Hurt me.
Yeah.
I'll make you regret it.
Yeah.
Oh man, so cheesy.
So yeah, Kane ends up saving the family. But then he does get separated from Jupiter and Belem because the hole like blows in the ship or whatever. And so her and Belem are like flying through the ship, and they end up getting in this one spot, and he's about to kill Jupiter, and she has the gun, and she pulls out, and he keeps like referring to her to like mother, so that's why it's like maybe she is like the mother in some ways.
Yeah, and she keeps saying, like, I'm not your mother.
Yeah, and then she points the gun at him, and he's like, mother would never shoot me, and that she was a coward or something like that. And then she ends up shooting him a leg and beating him with the pipe. Excuse me. And then they end up like falling down. And he falls to his death, but the king comes in roller skates and saves her. They end up skate or trying to skate to the ship that Stinger and the other Aegis are on. And they're like trying to portal through because basically this whole like planet is like a big hurricane, I think. Or like around it at
Jupiter.
least.
Jupiter.
Well, yeah, but like they had to
The
go through like this hurricane.
yeah, it's the red spot on Jupiter.
Oh, I don't know.
That it is a hurricane.
I had no idea,
It's
shows how much I know.
apparently that's what that red spot is. It's a storm on Jupiter.
I was 35 years old when I learned there was a storm on Jupiter.
Right, fair enough.
That's embarrassing. So the ship ends up portaling back to Earth, and I don't know how, but Jupiter and Kane end up portaling with them. I feel like that would tear them apart. I don't
You,
know.
I mean, you would think, yeah.
But that's basically it. She gets back to Earth. She's back to cleaning and making coffee, up really early. Loves her family. The family ends up buying her the telescope. And then the one kid is like, hey, can we go on the roof? And she's like, oh, I actually have a date. And the family's asking her, like, oh, what's his name? What's this? What's this? And she's like, I don't know. And then sort of on top of one of the skyscrapers, and I don't know. He like gets
God,
up,
it's
he's like, you ready? And then just his wings pop out. It's like, this is so dumb, man. And then to top it all off, like the most cringe thing I think in the whole movie, she's like, yeah, I'm ready. And she like pushes a button for like the roller skates, and she like jumps off, and just the way like Mila Kunis like was like gliding, like it just looks so bad.
yeah.
It looks so bad.
First time on roller skates.
Yeah, I mean Channing has probably done it before, right? So yeah, that's it.
I have
Anything else?
I have nothing
Okay,
else.
yeah.
All right. I'm
All
gonna look.
right, hey, what are you doing?
What?
That's the way the roller skates glide.
Hey, there you go. Sorry, I almost stole your thunder. I'm gonna learn you. The Great
Okay.
Red Spot on Jupiter is a giant, long-lived anticyclonic storm, which is a high pressure system in Jupiter's atmosphere, known for its distinctive reddish-orange color. the largest storm in the solar system, and it has been observed for over 100. It's so big you can fit three Earths in.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
That's
wild.
crazy.
That just goes to
Yeah.
show how big Jupiter is too.
I mean, I knew Jupiter's big, but not that big.
Yeah, I can't remember because Brady watches all the YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And they did like a size comparison for Jupiter and Earth, and it was just like, holy fuck. But anyways, how did you rate this movie?
I gave it 1 star. I think I meant to give it half a star, but 1 star is fine. There's nothing redeeming about this movie. Maybe if I'm not like taking notes and kind of half paying attention, like it may just be like a so bad, like it's good movie. But I don't know. Just I mean we've kind of talked about this movie quite a bit and our thoughts of it, but like the CGI is just terrible. The acting is horrendous. The writing, the story, just. Nothing redeeming about this movie at all. Like, I struggled to get through this movie. So, yeah.
All right.
1 star.
All right. I gave it a 1.5.
Okay.
So I said, like, I honestly think this movie has potential to be something pretty awesome, but it's just missing a lot of those factors at that level.
Yeah.
Vision was there, but the execution wasn't, which I mentioned earlier. I think visually, like, the CGI was shit, but like some of the stuff was like visually really appealing. Like there was a lot of bright colors and stuff like
Yeah.
that. And I liked the designs of a lot of the creatures.
Okay.
You mentioned the lizard guys. I thought they were
Yeah.
cool. And like some
Yeah.
of the aliens I thought were kind of neat. I think Ch Channing Tatum was a terrible choice for Kane, and I don't think Mila Kunis should ever do an action movie. Blah blah blah. I've already said this. And I know you didn't like him, but I really liked
Okay. All
him.
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you take away like a critical eye and just watched it and I'm for what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
You can maybe have a little bit more fun with it, but overall, it's definitely. All right. You guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they. The critics' consensus: pleasing to the eye, but narratively befuddled, Jupiter Ascending delivers another visually thrilling misfire from based on that.
I'm gonna say like 44.
Aye, sir.
Okay, I was gonna go lower, but it's like I don't know.
28%,
Oh.
yeah, on 63 reviews. The audience score was a 38% on 50,000 ratings and an average score of 2.9 out of 5 or a 5.8.
Damn.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. Letterboxd does not like it as much as IMDb. Has a 2 out of 5. We already said our scores. Our buddy Alan gave it a 1.5. Anthony gave it a 1. Screaming Cinema gave it a 1.
I had someone on mine give it a 4.5.
I feel like I there's a 4 in mine. 5 star.
Unreal.
4.5, yeah.
That person got paid for that review.
And the review says, this having a 2.0 rating is why I don't trust y'all.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, I didn't even give The Matrix a 5. The Matrix is a 4.5 movie for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. To each their own.
Exactly.
All right, it's time for our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts?
I'll give it a 2. Just because Channing did his own stunts, but not really. I don't know. Like he was actually rollerblading and stuff, but like it just yeah. I don't know what else to say.
All right.
Favorite stunt. I mean, I'll go with the first time that we see him roller skating. It's just like I just couldn't believe it. Just yeah, just hilarious. And stunt I would like to try. I mean, I'll go with him roller skating and fighting some giant lizard dragons. I think that'd be pretty fun to do. So, yeah.
I gave the stunts a 3. Just because of the fight scenes, the There's like some intergalactic fighting with like spacecraft and shit like that. But yeah, overall, it's not a, I don't know, it's like an action-packed movie, but it's so much CGI that it really takes. Favorite stunt? I was taking yours, or the stunt that you wanted to try. That fight with the lizard guy and how he just drops him through the floor. But like that whole fight was kind of cool. Like how they're kind of flying around and just beating the shit of each other in the air. And stunt I would want to try, I want to fly that little pod that he's got. That he fucking like bursts out through the storm. I think it'd be fun to fly one of those. Yeah, this movie succeeded with what I wanted from it. Just a bullshit fucking movie that we can cut up. I imagine that you are going to redeem little bit better of a movie.
I think so. I think so. No messing around here. Not even researching, just movie that I know we have to do and good palate cleanser. We talk about the Terminator.
Fuck yes. Yes. Dude, do we just do like the whole fucking franchise from this point on?
I mean,
No, I don't
yeah.
know.
We did do a Mad Max month. We could do a Terminator month.
A few months.
That's true, actually.
Like
Yeah.
seven movies now.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I forgot it. Yeah.
There's a lot.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll talk about it.
We'll stick to just the Terminator for now, but
All
I'm
right.
fucking pumped.
Yeah. Me too.
It's about goddamn time we picked this.
Yeah. It's been a few years since I've seen that, too.
Beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, you guys can catch us on Instagram, that place. Add a podcast on Fury Road. Check out our backlog of episodes. Shoot us a DM. If you like this movie, tell us why.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. But very much looking forward to talking about this.
Cool. All right, guys. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye.